Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We will return to our reflections in Romans 1 soon, but first this reminder at the beginning of a new week. This is May, and May is the month for mail. I love to hear from you anytime you send an email or letter, but in particular in this month, I really want to know that you're out there tuning in. So if you have never written to me before, and you'll write by May 31st, I will send you this very readable book, Can I Know God's Will? By R.C. Sproul. The book is Can I Know God's Will? And the author is R.C. Sproul. This is yours completely free of charge if you have never written to me before. My addresses are forthcoming, but here they are now. By email, write mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. And Pastor Mark Swallow, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. mark@godisministry.org. And Pastor Mark Swallow, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Mass., 01890. When you write, be sure to include your mailing address and any comments, questions, and/or prayer requests. This will be a great encouragement to me if you write, so please do so. Thank you. I thank you in advance for doing so. Having established the main point the Apostle Paul makes in Romans 1, verses 3 and 4 last week, that is, that Jesus Christ is both God and man, I'd like you to join me today in Romans 1, verse 4. There are some additional insights I'd like to share with you. In fact, there are two. First, let me read the verse, then state that which we will reflect on. I am reading Romans chapter 1, verse 4, where Paul writes of Christ. Romans 1, 4 says, "Who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ, our Lord." My first insight will be this: the Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I'll repeat that. The Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. My second insight will be this: Jesus Christ our Lord is a profound title for the Son of God. Let us understand it. I want to help us understand the significance of Jesus Christ our Lord in Romans 1, verse 4. As we do, let's take the first insight. Well, first, the Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Paul starts off verse 4 saying that Jesus is God. Jesus the Son has been declared by God the Father to be God. And then notice that with power, Jesus was resurrected from the dead, according to, note this, the Spirit of holiness. So it is the Spirit of holiness using power that raises Christ from death unto life. Here, there is the wonder and the beauty of the interrelationship between God the Son and God the Spirit. Let's start off this week talking about the interrelationship between Son and Spirit. You might think, well, this doesn't sound very practical. Hold on, though. This very much applies to us. I hope you will join me for the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.